Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 1161, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Had already been to the undertaker's. He told me they had taken him into a dark room and flashed on a light, and he said he saw the little girl there. He described how she looked. He said her face was scratched and her eye was discolored, and she seemed to have a gash in her head. Her mouth was full of sawdust, and he described her in a general way. He did not call my attention to his being nervous. He did not say anything to me about an attorney or about having been to police headquarters. I don't know whether he had been to police headquarters or not. I authorized the employment of the Pinkertons on Monday. I had not then employed counsel. My sending Mr. Herbert Haas to see me, Mr. Frank was not employing counsel. I made no trade with Mr. Haas. Don't know who is paying his fee. I have not contributed anything towards it, nor has the pencil company. The pencil company is employing the Pinkertons. As to whether they have been paid yet or not, they haven't requested their pay. They have sent bills two or three times. I received the reports from the Pinkertons. They came sometimes every day, and then sometimes they didn't for a few days. I got the report about finding the big stick and the pay envelope from the police and Pinkertons to keep the finding of the stick and the envelope from the police and authorities. We have little accidents almost every 2 weeks in the factory. There was one big accident about a year ago. A machinist, Gilbert, had his head burst open in the metal department. That was about a year ago. The insurance company ordered us to clean up the factory about a week after Mary Fagan's death. Redirect examination. Superintendent Pierce of the Pinkertons told me that his reports would be furnished to the police before they came to me. Truman McCrary, C., sworn for the defendant. I am a drayman on the streets of Atlanta. I work for the National Pencil Company. I have hauled for them and have drayed for them most every Saturday for the past 3 years. I would work on Saturday afternoons until 3:30, and sometimes as late as 5. I would be sometimes there so late the shipping clerk would be gone. I have never found the front door locked on a Saturday afternoon. I have never seen Jim Conley watching there Saturday afternoon. I have never seen him guarding the door. I have never seen him around the factory at all Saturday afternoon. I have never found the doors to Mr. Frank's inner or outer office locked. Both doors have glass windows in them. Anybody could see through them. I have sometimes found Mr. Schiff working there with Mr. Frank on Saturday afternoon. I did not see Jim Conley at the factory April 26th. I did not tell him to go down in the elevator shaft and ease his bowels. I went into Mr. Frank's office about 12 o'clock on April 26th. Mr. Frank was there.